Prologue. They say that time heals all wounds. Although I hardly believe that to be true, there is a lot of accuracy in those words. I sure hope that the wounds I obtained witnessing a mass genocide when I lived in Bosnia back in 1992 will someday be a long-forgotten memory, and that the wounds will be healed. Life goes on, they say, and even though I agree that it does in fact go on, I still can't help but ponder over some questions while thinking about the phrase, life goes on. Questions like, as the life goes on, do we move on with it? Or do we get stuck in some weird limbo, reliving the engraved in our hearts forever pain we experience, which molds us into the people we become as we mature? Physically, we look like we age, and we do our hardest to get over whatever anguish keeps us in a certain time frame. But emotionally, can we ever truly move on? I'm sure most of us like to believe that we can. We try to live our lives, suppressing the painful memories the best and hardest we can, and we convince ourselves that we did move on and are happy. But what about all those unanswered questions that always lurk in the back of our minds? Questions like, can the ones who hurt us ever escape their guilty conscience? And if so, can they ever be forgiven? Does the pain they cause others hurt them more than it does their victims? I have no answers to any of those questions, but I can tell you a story that made me wonder. Can we ever forgive the monsters who hurt us beyond comprehension, or are some things simply unforgivable? I always believed that everyone's life was their own book, their own story, and by believing that, I was able to get over some really painful experiences I thought I'd never be able to move on from. I simply wanted to see what was going to happen next, what the next chapter of my life was going to be. After getting my happily ever after, I restored my faith in God. He brought the love of my life back into it after I thought Johnny was gone forever. And so, to thank God for what He did for me, and to do something in remembrance of those who weren't as blessed as Johnny and I were, I decided to write a book and tell my story in hopes of giving the people who had died in a Bosnian war a voice, a tribute. I never thought that the next chapter of my happily ever after would take me back there, back to the hell from which I thought I'd finally escaped.